Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast. Today I'm going to discuss my latest minimalist epiphany. And this is something that kind of, it didn't quite come out of the blue. I've seen this before and I have experimented with it slightly, but never quite made the full connection with why this is such a obvious thing. And what I'm talking about is sitting desks. So sitting desk, that's not really the way it is. You're like, well, every desk you sit at a desk. Floor sitting desks, sitting on the floor in front of your desk. So the reason that this came about is I have had standing desks, they call them standing desks, for several years now. And I got this Herman Miller stand-up desk. It was actually one of those things where I was in an office supply store and they had this clearance item that happened to be Herman Miller. But doing more research, it was like a part of a larger desk. So I think the title of it was not standing desk, but I can't remember the exact title. I ended up finding it, but it was a pneumatic, I'm just going to call it a standing desk, because that's basically the functionality that it's been for me, what I've used it for, and it's great. And pneumatic simply means that there's no, well, not simply means, but it's basically, it does not require power. If you want to lift it up, you hold a little handle next to the tabletop, and then you lift. And because of the pneumatic, I don't know what you call them, actuators or something, it's not heavy to lift up this desk. You know, like it's sort of helping you lift the desk up. So it's a very like easy process. And then when you want to put the desk down, you hold the handle again and then you physically push down on the desk and it lowers. And I love that. I love the fact that you don't have to plug it in. It's a great thing. And I had a really positive experience with that desk. And, you know, I had average office chair, you know, something you purchase at an office supply store, like a little faux leather kind of office chair that I was using, which is fine. And so I never really had any complaints about that arrangement. And fast forward until about not quite a year ago, maybe, I don't know exactly when I made this transition, but basically I had this table commissioned, like this very long desk. I should put up some pictures so you can see it, but it's very long wooden tabletop that I made from like recycled wood from this old business basically that was shutting down, and so I, you know, I wanted to sort of reclaim that, and I was very happy with the result of this long desk. And I needed some legs for it, so I bought some legs online, but the legs are static, so you only have the choice to sit. So the desk itself is great because it has plenty of space. I have two large monitors that I use, and then I have my computer, which is a Mac Mini that I put underneath the desk, so you don't even see it. And I've spent a lot of time figuring out, you know, sort of how that desk should be organized and color coordinated and all that stuff. And so arguably it's great, but it's forced me to sit. I have not been able to sit and stand. And as a result, I had like basically like this past week or so, it like really hit me like that the way that I was sitting, the posture was off, and it just, you know, it's not great to just be sitting all day. I was working from home and just like sitting in this chair for many, 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 many hours. And then when I stopped working at the end of the day, you know, I would end up sitting in another chair, which was also not great. It was very comfortable, but not great for posture sake and all of that. And basically, it just added up. And so I was experiencing some back pain. And what I recognized through this was like, oh, like, you know, posture's bad, haven't been able to stand. And it was like, it was for this past week, it's been like painful just to like sit for any prolonged period of time. So what I have found though is sitting on the floor, like in cross-legged or having my feet out or kind of moving around side to side that way was the most comfortable position for me to be in by far. Like that was the only position that actually like alleviated the pain. I wanted to avoid the office chair. I wanted to avoid, you know, just sitting normally and, or quote unquote normally. But I was surprised like, oh, like this is, I should be sitting this way. And I recognized that I actually did purchase a floor chair, a little bit while back as well. But it was never, but I never had a desk that I could use that floor chair with. So I used the floor chair for other purposes, like, you know, consuming media or whatever. But I didn't use it, well, I guess I used it more for work in some way where I would lower the stand-up desk to the sitting, like normal sitting position. And I would sit in the floor chair, and then I'd have a wireless keyboard and mouse. And I would just have to make the resolution of this main screen like large enough so I could work on that. That's actually mainly what I used that chair for. And I, you know, I enjoyed that. But again, like I've seen some videos online where folks will actually have a very short desk as a computer desk. And I had a friend in college even who I went to his parents' house. He was Japanese descent, and his parents had this very low like desk for their computer desk. I remember seeing that. And then I remember seeing this on some YouTube videos where some folks were kind of doing a similar thing where they would sit on the floor, but they would have like a basically a floor chair, you know, something that was a little bit of cushion underneath you, but also a little bit for your lower back or your back as well. So you're not just like, I don't know, you have something to sit up against. But even then, like a lot of people weren't necessarily like leaning backwards against the back of the chair. They were just sort of having more of an upright position, which is like, you know, I'm not a physical therapist or whatever, but it's like your back is sort of, when you're sitting upright, you know, your sort of chest goes out and your back sort of goes in, as opposed to when you're like lounging on a chair and your back sort of slopes the other way. So I started doing some research, and I was looking for, like, ever since I moved to this new setup for my computer desk, I've been looking for legs to put on it so that I can just sit, you know, sit, but also stand like I was before. Because unfortunately, the sort of pneumatic setup that I had before doesn't fit with this new tabletop. And So I've been looking at those a bit. I found a pneumatic desk that I did like. Sorry, my cat is currently hunting. I call it the crazy eyes. In the evenings, he likes to run around and chase things. So you may hear that in the background. But I never quite settled on, like, because I don't need the whole desk. I just need the legs, the desk legs. And I finally did a little more research and I found something where there's a set of legs. Unfortunately, they're not pneumatic. It is electronic. You need to plug it in, which I don't really like. Once you have the pneumatic style, it's like you just don't need something else to have to plug in and require electricity. But anyways, that's what it is. But this particular stand-up desk has, instead of two positions where one is standing and one is sitting, it has a third position, which is floor sitting. So the thing goes basically all the way up from to standing position and all the way down, like very low to the ground, so you can sit in front of it. And so I'm like, oh, this is perfect. And they have just, you can purchase just the legs. There's like only $100 difference between just the legs and the legs with the tabletop, which seems not right to me. Like there should be more of a price difference between those two. But I don't know, whatever. It is what it is. But I'm very, very much looking not only to do that or a similar solution that way, because I can either get like fixed legs that are shorter and just always have a sitting desk, or I can get the more expensive, version that goes from floor sitting, sitting, standing. But I think even if I was to just get the fixed short legs where I have to only floor sit, that actually would be much better than chair sitting. And it's having me think also about this sort of living room that I have as well, where I have this very comfortable chair. It's like a recliner chair that, it is very comfortable. However, it's terrible in terms of, your sitting position, basically, So, and haven't been using it this past week because I'm like I'm sitting in front of it, basically, and using just the front of the chair as a back. But this chair I've thought about getting rid of for a very long time. There's been some sentimental value toward to it, for, how I acquired this chair, but it's something where it's also like very like large and hard to move around, and I love the this one of the reasons I got this floor chair is because I can easily just basically fold it up and move it out of the way, so any room, instead of being like not having a lot of space and having this chair, like static chair, hold this space, I can move this floor chair out of the way, and then all of a sudden, like I have space to do yoga, or just sort of move around. And there's something sort of magical about having a space that you can just move around in. If you've ever had that, it's like it is quite interesting. It changes what a space is like. So not only am I thinking about my workspace, but I'm also thinking about my sort of entertainment space. Like basically I have a room that has this surround sound speaker set up that I've spent a lot of time and money on, and it's like a great home theater kind of experience. So if I do watch a movie, it's like, it's really great experience in the space. But simply changing the seating is going to change a few things, but ultimately, I can get away with just simply changing the seating. I can get away with just doing that for the time being. I did experiment with sort of using my workspace and the sort of entertainment space as the same space. And this is when I was looking into tiny houses and trying to consider, like, if I was to live in a tiny house, how would I organize that space? And I have this whole, basically this pretty detailed sort of layout in my head about how I would actually do it. Which is yeah, which is something I just, I don't know, I got close to thinking about, but I went through a whole thing and I've made podcasts about tiny houses and some of the challenges and disadvantages of those structures. So the point is, I'm just thinking, like, technically, if I was to get these advanced desk legs, right? I could use this space as both a workspace and an entertainment space, right? Just kind of combine the two. I tend to like this idea of having separate spaces. Like, you could say it is a sort of inefficient use of space. However, it's nice to, especially if you work from home, to go from your office space into a completely different room, for your living room and evening space. So for me, I can do it when I put all, two spaces together, but I like to have a little separation. So anyways, it just makes it a little more, it sort of duplicates some of the items that you need, but ultimately I'm thinking that it's really time to finally get rid of this extremely comfy chair that lounges and it has a little handle and the legs go up. It's like those really comfy old people chairs that they, like, it's a lo I think they call it a lounger, lounge chair or something. But it just, yeah. So it's just something that, like, I've already been playing around with, but this past week really solidified this to me of, like, oh, this is why I need to do this. This actually makes sense. Human beings have not had, like, normal people chairs for a long time. Or, we existed without them for a very long time, is my point. So it's like, I think the human body, from my guess and from what I've seen, is like, it's sort of more adapt to sitting on the floor. And when you're sitting on the f when you're sitting on a chair, you're really, like, locked in. You can't move around too much. Some people can kind of do some of that, where they might go cross-legged or put one leg over the side of the chair and that kind of thing. They kind of move around a little bit. But when you're on the floor, I think there's a lot more freedom of movement. And that's actually, I think, one of the more important things about, like, sitting. It's like, when you're sleeping, you need to move around a lot. Like being not moving around a lot when you're sleeping is actually not a great thing, from what I understand. This is all from what I want to understand. Like, folks who can't move from unfortunate circumstances, like, actually need to be physically moved throughout the night. Otherwise, like, you can, you have skin issues and things like that. So it's like, we need to be having movement. And like I said, chairs really restrict the movement. They lock you into place. And so it just makes me think about even office spaces, for example. Like, I think if I was to have, like, an ultimate office space, it would probably include either this floor sitting, standing desk, or simply having all floor sitting level desks, which in the US is like, you just never see that. It's just something I've never seen. But it just seems to make that much more sense. Like, I also like the idea of like taking your shoes off when you come into a space, you know, maybe having like some slippers to walk around on the inside. Like, it's sort of like very Japanese as far as I know. And I just quite like that. Part of this is like, I feel like I need to move to Japan. There's many reasons for that. Many, many reasons for that. And I think I need to make a dedicated episode about it, but I need to, I'm actually looking to move right now. And, you know, I think Japan would be one of my top three destinations. And I wouldn't want to move to the city. I would actually want to move to like the country, more of the countryside. I would still need internet. But that's sort of like a, actually something I'm really interested in doing. So if I do have listeners out there who are in Japan, message me, send me a message on, through the Spotify app on this episode, or if I make another episode, because I feel like a lot of the things that I'm experiencing or sort of like the way that I live in a lot of ways is, seems to be congruent with a lot of what I've seen from the lifestyle there. And maybe we'll see. It would be great to actually see if that's the case. I would love to move there. I would love to move there. I would just need to figure out some sort of job situation, or, you know, figure out the business situation, because I think one of the challenges about moving is like the time zones are so different. So I've never been on like an opposite time zone before. So not like to live and work, you know? So I'm really curious about that. Really curious about that. So anyways, I'm getting a slightly off topic, but not totally. I think the point of that is like this, when you think about sitting on the floor, these things, like so many things change from like a architectural standpoint or like an interior design standpoint. And I mean, there's just so many things that I've liked about just that sort of design of like actually like having a raised floor, because then you can have storage in the floor itself, but you have a really clean open space. I love that. I love that a lot. And also it makes the room for like having little sitting spaces like in the middle of the room where the floor actually goes inwards. So there's like a, I don't know, sort of a hole, not hole in the floor, but like if the floor is raised and then in the middle it's not raised, then you can have like a little sort of sitting area where you can actually dangle your feet down that way. And, you know, I've even had, like when I was in college, I went to a Taiwanese friend's house and they had a space like that, which was like the, basically like the dining room, I guess you could say, where we ate this like Chinese hot pot, which was delicious. But I just love like that, how that space is also very like I don't know if your legs are going all the way down, you know, it's not like it goes way down in there. It's just sort of also like a small, like almost floor sitting like table. I guess the extreme of that is like if you look at like Frank Lloyd Wright's The Waterfall. Is it The Waterfall House? Is that what they call it? The Waterfall? I believe so. Where this living room has a space in the middle where it goes down into, and then that's a little bit more like an Americanized style, where it's more like a sort of a couch that sort of wraps around the space, and then you have maybe a table in the middle. But regardless, I just really enjoy that sort of idea. There's so many things that I want to play around with, and I really do want to play around with these things. And this is why I really am finally launching a Patreon. I did actually put together a full description, and started to build the tiers, and I want to explore this. It's like the video game thing is very interesting to me, but also the sort of minimalist architecture and interior design is also really, really interesting to me. And as well as the sustainable living aspect of that as well. I just have so many ideas I want to experiment with. And I think, I've looked at a couple different countries. Looked at Costa Rica, Japan, and then Lisbon, Portugal is like very good for like digital nomads. So I'm actually in a space where I want to travel in over the next like month or so, to try to figure this out. Because if I'm gonna move, like the time for me to move is now. It is now. Kind of, it feels like a now or never kind of a thing. So yeah. If you are a listener and you are in Lisbon, if you are in Japan, or if you are in Costa Rica, please message me through that through the Spotify app. You can just go if you have the Spotify app on your phone, you click on the podcast, and then you can there's like a question, general question that's asked for the podcast, and you can leave a message there. And yeah, let's connect. Let's figure out how to make this happen because I'm ready to move. But regardless of where I am in the world, incorporating these things is very interesting and important for me to. It's like just this continued simplification of the space, and this new part of it is like I think floor sitting. I want to make floor sitting into like this a staple of my interior space for my home. So that every room basically has that option. I've gotten rid of a lot of chairs. Like really, it's only the two ch main chairs I have. Really, is my work computer desk chair, as well as this lounging chair. I also experimented with they call them kneeling chairs. So I have a kneeling chair as well, which is I would say pretty good. It does. Sort of, it really does help your positioning, I think, especially in terms of your back. But your legs sort of go fold like you're kneeling. And it does put a little bit of pressure on your, like the front of your legs at your shins. But so I've enjoyed that type of chair also. So this is a part of it. This is all a part of the process. So we'll see how this goes. I'm gonna look into getting either the short legs for my computer desk and start sitting on the floor, or getting these electronic adjustable standing sitting floor sitting legs for the existing desk that I have. So I'll let you know how that goes. Just continue on with the podcast. Let me know if you have any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts. I'm happy to hear from you and hope you're well. Thanks.